So I call to order the 1-10-2023 meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. First item on the agenda is roll call. I am here. Beth?
I'm here.
Eileen?
Here.
Awesome. And we have Whitney and Curtis. And so far that is it. There is no public in attendance. Next on the agenda is the approval of the board summary for the December meeting. Can I get a motion to approve the December board meeting?
Yeah, I motion to approve.
I second it. Lisa? Aye. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis from Highland. Thank you very much, Curtis.
Yes, I once again apologize for not being here last month. That was crazy.
So it's okay, Curtis.
I appreciate, but I wish I could have given a heads up or something, but yeah, we were out there pretty late. Things to note. I don't have the spring flows yet from Cody and Devin. They usually put those together and get them to me. So I don't know what the holdup is on that, but I imagine I'll get them either later this week or maybe they've already been sent in and I've just missed them. I did look at the chlorine residuals. Things look good there. I cannot hear Whitney.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, now
you can. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, it's a new iPad and I'm not sure how to do it on this. So, okay.
Cool. I looked at the chlorine residuals. Everything looks good and dandy there. So that's nice at least. And as far as current projects, we've basically stopped everything. The only thing we were really striving to get done before or things got cold in the coming weeks and months was the back filling up at the reservoir, which tank farm, but we have stopped that as well.
You're kind of breaking up, Curtis.
I'm sorry. I don't want to try putting back on Wi-Fi.
That's okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Maybe if I turn off my video, maybe that'll help. By chance, is that any better?
Not really. At least for me. I don't know. Maybe everybody else is okay.
Yeah, I can hear him. He's just a little distorted.
Okay.
But I can hear it.
Okay. Probably doesn't matter if you turn off your video, Curtis. So.
Well, it was worth a shot.
Yeah. So we probably need to talk about this work at the farm and the invoices. And I'll just go ahead and start it. One of the problems we have with the invoicing is because of our different funds that we have and our budgeting and different expense codes we have. And it's really important that we can separate out any work that's done on the chlorination system because that's a restricted fund. Meaning those funds that we use for that can only be for the chlorination. We also have separate budget items for our meters, which are our capital improvement, and then that's separate from system repairs. So most of the time, there's been a few times we've had to ask, we've asked numerous times for these things to be broken out, but you know, if Devin can't do it on the invoice, if we can still get something from somebody, we need that. And if it's like 80% of Matt's time on this date was, you know, doing meters and, you know, like a percentage or something, at least we can do the math on our end.
Okay. I'll say, I didn't know we have one other client that I can think of that has all of our time billed to very specific different projects. And so when we work there, we do our time cards very differently than we do anywhere else. I didn't realize you guys had so many subsections for your billing.
Well, I don't think
well, it's not our billing. It's our accounting for the our expense codes.
Okay.
But yeah, we do, and we have requested that before. But it's just the November billing was really hard. We're gonna have to reallocate some stuff because we had assumed that a bunch of that work, because it mentioned the chlorination pump, the chlorine pump, that was all done for the chlorination system. And then your email kind of let us know that a lot of it was backfilling for the meters, but we need something, you know, from something to be able to break that down.
No, that makes sense.
I can send Devin another email.
Right, but well, someone has to do it. I think we asked, but Curtis, you said you didn't have the information, but if you can make a guesstimate, like on a percentage of the time, that would be helpful.
Cody, because I wasn't on site, but I've heard this story a few times from him. From what I can tell, most of the work was backfilling. They did start on the vault project.
Right.
And then the chlorination repair when it broke. But I think that repair was done on the 4th because it broke on the 3rd.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we don't even have anything on the invoice for the 4th, but
That was also in my email.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So
I pointed that out to the office and they were a little surprised with their own accounting, but it's to your benefit, so why not keep it that way?
And then another thing you brought up was doing this repair work that you did near a house that I assume included this new corp stop. And I know we don't want to, I mean, I'm sure that when you say you did a repair somewhere, you're doing it on the system and you're not doing this actually for a customer on their property. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So we just kind of needs a head up mention that, hey, there was a leak up on that, a system leak, because we like to kind of keep track of it. That lets us know how piss poor our system is, you know. And it's just helpful for that, but we do not want to ever hold up or second guess Highland from doing a repair on the system when it's needed. That's entirely your job. And
well, I appreciate it. I was actually off doing a different job, not even Highland related. I had the week off and I was doing a personal project when that leak happened, and I didn't find out about it until the board asked questions from the invoice.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff like that slips through, and we're constantly letting newer employees know to add extra details when they're doing works like addresses and types of projects. But that's one of them that we definitely should have caught before the invoice was sent out.
Yeah, it would be helpful. And I don't know, I think Eileen, you had some questions on something else about the repairs.
Well, Curtis, I think, you know, one of the reasons that we held out some of that money was because of the work that's being done up at the tank farm on those faults. And I don't know, you know, you keep saying that Cody's the one that's been up there. I don't know if you ever get a chance. Are you ever in this area?
Yeah, I'm in the area maybe once a month or every other month.
Because I think at this point, Curtis, not I'm not trying to tell you guys how to do your job, but have you been up there?
To the tank farm?
Yeah, have you looked at that area where they're trying to install those vaults?
I was there for the sanitary survey.
No, not since
which then. Would have been a few weeks earlier.
Right, right. So, I mean, I guess my concern, Curtis, is that it really doesn't look like And I put this in the email, is it really doesn't look like there's a very good plan or clear way of actually doing this up there. You know, first there was those 2x4s that were put in the hole, and now they're stacking some bricks down in the hole. And so I guess the only reason that I said I'd like to hold off is because I'd like to know that you guys have got a plan on how to actually do it. So I don't know if maybe the next time you're in town, maybe we could go up there and just look at it together.
Okay.
Before you move forward with anything else.
No, it's definitely not a bad plan. I am not a brick mason. We have.
Well, I don't think Cody is either.
No, but Matt Jackson, who is working with him, is pretty good at working with brick.
Okay.
But we have water system out in Corvallis with wooden vaults that go maybe 4 feet down. There's like a dozen of them through the hillside. And they've lasted for the past 50 years and they're in great shape. So that's material I was planning on using, which is why there was wood in the first place. When the board called us out on it and said that the wood will eventually rot and decompose, which is a valid point, we decided to switch to brick. So that's the reasoning of why there was wood first and then there was brick. When the cold snap was coming in the third or the fourth week of December, I called Cody and asked how the project was going. He said it was going to be a while. He wasn't anywhere near ready. It's like, okay, well, you know, don't substitute quality, but like the more we can get a move on this, just because I didn't want something to freeze and break.
Yeah.
And it was going to be near freezing.
Right.
Very, very quickly. So, I haven't seen what the end result was other than the pictures you sent over email.
Right. Well, the pictures kind of show you what the end result was. And there's just, you know, I just don't think we want to keep paying for something if it's not going to function. So
I agree.
So anyways.
If the soil though underneath there is solid, there shouldn't be any problem with just laying bricks in there to support it, to support the vault sides.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be elaborate, at least in my opinion.
No, it doesn't need to be elaborate, but I mean, putting mortar on takes an extra hour or so, and now it's one solid piece of material instead of a bunch of bricks. My concern isn't that they would fall down, it's that they would cave in together, and that's going to cause issues.
Why don't we just put a lid over the whole thing instead of trying to set that vault down in there? Why don't we just cover it up with something?
Your lid needs a support. It needs the vault, and so it can be readily accessed without disturbing the sides. Mm-hmm.
The same reasoning, it won't take more than, you know, a year and all the dirt will slough into the hole. You will no longer have access to the meter or to the chlorine injection line, and the lid will sink into the ground.
Yeah. That dirt's been sitting there for a long time, Curtis. Hell, it's all full of moss and everything else. It's just been sitting there, but that's okay. I mean, I don't want to nitpick it. I just think I'd like to go up there and meet you and say,
okay,
what are we doing here? So anyways,
for sure.
I'm here. I'm always around here. So if you're going to be around, let's meet up there.
I will let you know.
Okay.
Sounds good.
But there again, I think the other thing is, like Beth said, and maybe my email wasn't really clear, but we certainly don't want to stop you from doing the needed work that we've got going on around here with broken pipes and stuff like that. That wasn't the intention. It was more just, you know, if you could just give us a heads up, hey, we got a leak.
Right. So, I just read the email. I was like, well, word for word, that would mean if the entire system was out of power and we couldn't ask anyone.
No, not at all. No.
Cool. Well, I'm glad that the spirit was stronger than the law of the word.
Yeah. So anyways, all right.
Okay.
So anything else for me?
I don't have anything. How about I send you an email and I'll send it, I'll CC it to Devin, and who else should I CC it about our accounting code, the topics that we need the breakout on? Would there be anybody else?
Yes. I don't know his email off the top of my head. I know his name. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Isaac R, ISAACR at highlandwater.com. Okay. He does a lot of the time card checking type things.
Okay, Isaac R.
Would he be a better contact if I do have questions about invoices than Devin, or do I still contact Devin? No,
you'd still want to talk to Devin.
Okay, thank you.
He's just the time card guy. Okay.
Well, Isaac is a great bridge between the office and the field staff. That is his job.
Okay. So good. Okay.
Oh, I guess the other thing for Curtis Beth is, are we going to have them order those boxes?
I did send Curtis an email. Did you get that?
I was going to ask that as soon as you guys were done with me. I got the email, asked to order more boxes. And then following that was an email saying to stop projects. So I was not quite sure where we were standing, and I missed the last email the last board meeting. So I wasn't sure how we were looking to proceed with meter splicing. So I can order them. They are a while now. We're still moving forward with that.
Yes, we do want to get those boxes ordered, and then by the time they get in, we'll have figured out where we want the meters.
Perfect. I'll get them ordered then.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know I'm breaking out. I can see my bars go to zero.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else for you, Curtis.
All right.
I don't either.
So Lisa, we're on to treasurer and office report.
Yeah, but did you notice we have a new sign-in? A new person. Oh, I don't know whose person is.
Note that.
The yurt. He owns the yurt.
Curtis, I think if I don't think we've got anything else for you, if you wanna say goodbye. Happy New Year, by the way.
Yes, Happy New Year.
To you also. All right, you guys have a good night.
Okay, you too, okay. Curtis.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Okay, that's me. Beth, you got my PDF?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, yes. So this is as of 12/31. Columbia Checking and this is a QuickBooks register. So it's $124,395.41.
Mm-hmm.
The Treasury savings is at $83,842.76. Community center, $366.79. The chlorination account is $18,771.94. The AR balance on the balance sheet is $8,768.75, and that's negative. And then the current assets are $218,608.15. And accounts payables, we're still waiting on the Highland invoice. So there's just a real minimum right now, or minimal $379. But I think that's off a little bit because Whitney had a small receipt. So, but it's just real, it's real minimal. And I had her take off the invoices for the community center damage because I'm really hoping that the insurance company is just going to pay those directly. So let's see, and the AR aging looks really good. There was one over 90 days, but I'm kind of questioning whether or not that was really accurate or not. That was on that. Can't remember the name now. Anyways, but other than that, it looks really well, really good. And if it is over 90, it was only a real small amount. So
does the name begin with an H?
Yeah.
Okay. That's accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've, you know, if you've sent them anything or
I did.
Who yeah. It is. Okay. Yeah. And then we had a couple new ACH people that have signed up. And just real quick, Whitney, while I've got you on this, I know there were a couple of little discrepancies. Did you get my email that I sent after the text messages this evening?
No.
Okay.
Not message.
Okay. All right. Well, you might just want to check. I'm not going to approve anything until I hear back from you, but I kind of followed up with an email instead of the Texas messages. So
it's busy until I started, so I haven't had a chance to look at it.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. No worries. So
tomorrow,
but hopefully, do you think you'll have an opportunity tomorrow morning to look? I'm not sure what your schedule is. Okay. Okay.
Why not? I'll be there tomorrow, so I'll check and I'll email you back after I look.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Yeah. So other than that, I think everything is moving along. We just need to get an invoice from Highland so we can get a few checks cut. Lisa?
I have one question. Are we going to pay Highland what we didn't pay him last month? Or are we going to just keep waiting until we see, until you talk to Curtis up at the tank farm?
You know, he sent that email and basically kind of backtracked on what those charges were for. He basically said that the majority of it was for backfilling.
For me.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of, you know, what do you think, Beth? Should we just go ahead and pay it?
We should, but we need that breakdown of the time for our accounting code. So
yeah. I think right now it's all posted to the chlorination account, which I think is just going to change.
Yeah, so that has to get changed.
But yeah,
we need a breakdown before we do it because we have the chlorination money in a separate banking account.
Yeah.
So
no,
I have to get that information first.
Yep. No, I understand. It looks like it's probably all going to move over to meter installation.
Well, or most of it, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, there was no backfilling of any holes up there at the tank farm. That's what confuses me. And they're saying that there's gravel up there and stuff, and there isn't, Beth. So I really want to go up there with him.
Well,
and
yeah,
and
that'll work it out. They didn't.
Yeah,
bill for I don't think any gravel. Although,
the other thing that they said in that email is they're the ones that broke whatever.
So I was wondering if you wanted to discuss that with him, but
no, I just completely forgot. So, but I could, you know.
Okay, well, I think I would like to say that as soon as we get the proper accounting code breakdown or the hours breakdown so we can correct that, then we go ahead and pay the remainder of that bill.
Yeah.
Now then we have January's bill, which we haven't received yet, but
that's probably going to be pretty minimal, I would think. December's bill,
Right.
I don't know that they've really done much around here in December.
Yeah, December's bill. So we could consider issuing the check for the $1,400 because we know that's there.
Well, yeah,
I think we just wait. We'll just wait though.
Well, we can wait. Yeah. I remember when Dick was on board and he had a talk with Devin once because we weren't getting their invoices in time for our meeting. And Devin's thing was, well, if we don't send it to you in time, then I guess we'll have to wait.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So I'd rather pay the whole thing. So,
yeah, but I'd like us to finish paying, approve paying the remainder of the November bill as soon as we get those accounting codes.
Yeah.
I didn't include that.
Yeah. I can pull that email back up too, because he kind of broke it out.
But he didn't with any time amount. He just said most of the time or something.
Right.
Well, that's not good enough for our documentation.
Right. Right. Beth, I can tell you going up there and looking, the only time up at that tank farm was for him to move those bricks over there.
Well, and then buy bricks and
yeah, and we paid that there. And that got paid. I mean, that was the only thing that I could see that happened.
But I want the documentation and clarification from them.
Sure.
So that you can say, yeah, we know that this was supposed to come out of this account. And
Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
What did they break? I don't remember what they broke. And are we actually going to pay for what they broke? Because we shouldn't. And if that's included in the invoice that we already paid, then we need to have a talk with them.
Yeah, I agree, Lisa. I wish I would have remembered that. And I meant to ask them. So.
Well, that had to do with, I think, the 11-3 work, which we haven't paid for, but.
No, Beth, I think it was up. I think it had to do.
Well, on their invoice, it says backfilled holes, built box to raise meter box near reservoir, which.
Here, I found the repaired email.
Repaired connection to chlorine pump to mainland.
Right.
Mainline.
Right. So the email from Curtis was sent on the 5th of January. Regarding the charges related to the chlorine pump, the injection check valve into the distribution main broke while Cody and Matt J were digging out the vault on 11-3.
Right.
The check valve was not repaired on 11-3, so those charges should have been entirely for backfilling holes and the meter vault work for the master flow meter.
Meter vault work, master flow meter, that's at the tank farm. Yeah.
Right. So those charges should have been entirely for backfilling holes and the meter vault work for the master flow meter.
Right. But that's two separate things.
Oh, okay. Right. Backfilling holes and
if meter he means vault. Backfilling holes for the meters, that's a separate.
Account.
Right. Yeah.
Master.
The other thing he mentions that they also did some additional time on the 4th, and he does say something about delivering gravel to the pump house.
I don't see any gravel.
But he said they weren't going to charge for that.
Tiger delivered a new replacement check valve the next day to resolve the issue. He also spent a little bit of additional time backfilling and delivering gravel to the pump house. This was errantly not reported nor invoiced. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So that might be a trade-off there that, but we still need the breakdown.
Yeah.
A better breakdown for the hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the piece that broke part of the old infrastructure, or is it a newer piece? Does anybody know? Because Jim was really clear that a lot of this stuff is going to break pretty easily if it gets messed up.
It was the injection check valve.
Okay, so it's something new. Okay, yeah. I just want to check on that. And then, so the Highland check, should I go ahead and cut it?
No, don't cut it yet. Wait till we get an invoice.
No.
And I was going to ask if I can cut it and put it under general, and then let me finish, please. And then when we get approval from them, I can change the accounting codes, and then we'll release the check.
But we haven't received an invoice for December yet, Whitney.
I talked to Devin today, and he said I should get it today or tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. No, I don't feel comfortable with that.
No, we still need to review that, and we still don't know whether some of this does go to the out of the chlorination funds.
Okay.
So I think we'll just have to wait on it.
Okay.
You can cut the other ones if you want, Whitney. Those ones are okay, but let's hold off on the Highland until we get things resolved.
Okay. When I disappear, it's just because my arm is getting really tired holding this iPad up, and I don't have any way to like prop it up. So I'm going to put it. I'm still here if you need anything. That's all I'm trying to say. Putting it down.
Need to get a stand for her.
Yeah, I hold it all the time. So, you know, there you go. But that's just me.
Oh, there's stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lola just got it. So we haven't had time to get a stand yet or anything like that. So
okay, so I think let's see what else do we got here? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
So we need a motion to pay the bills, including Whitney's reimbursement.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Everything okay. Except for Highland. Sorry, Lisa.
That's okay. Yes, everything but Highland.
Everything except for Highland, but once we get those hours, cut a check for the remaining November.
Not unless we need to. Not unless we're all comfortable with the work and where it's going. I don't like making. I don't like cutting checks when we don't have a discussion. That's not good business practices.
I'm gonna send Curtis an email and ask him about this check valve that broke when they were digging out things and see what he says on that. And then try to get a better idea on where these hours for this other stuff. We basically held out like
400,
a little bit over $1,000 is what we held out. So, and I think we don't have to rush to pay them. They're fine until we get this resolved. So
we got the bulk of it. Yeah. Okay. So amend that. Motion to pay the bills that we have, including the reimbursement, but no additional on the Highland until we get the breakout, until we get their new bill.
Yes.
Okay.
So I vote yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes to pay the bills. Can I get a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I'll make that motion.
I second it. Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And I will cut those checks tomorrow and let you know when they're ready.
Okay. Thank you, Whitney.
Thanks.
Next on the agenda is, did we have any other correspondence? I don't think so either. Next on the agenda is open board positions number 3 and number 5.
Still.
I'm guessing that's a no. Okay. Next on the agenda is the tree damage to the community center.
So the adjuster got back to me. I gave them like a week, and I called over to Brown, our insurance agent over in Bend, and talked to Larry Johnson. And he was very apologetic. He said he called to find out where things were at, and they had nothing that showed that he had called them. So anyways, he got on the phone, and I had a phone call within an hour from the adjuster, whose name is Mark, and really nice guy. I sent him all the pictures. I sent him the invoices for the tree removal, the tarp, and I sent him a copy of the estimate. And he basically said that if these contractors were in their system, they would just go ahead and pay the invoices. I reached out to him again yesterday, and I haven't heard back from him to confirm if he was going to pay those or not. And they're going to ask Whitney to hold off posting any of that. I don't think we need it in our accounting system if we're not going to pay those bills. And the other thing that he said was he understands that it's difficult to find contractors to do the work. And if we're comfortable with the bid that we got, he's more than happy to let us go ahead and go with that contractor. So I did have somebody else lined up, but I think they were only going to do a quote for the roof. So I wanted to see. I know, Beth, you said that you've used this guy before, and I wanted to see if we just want to move forward with him.
Right. I've consulted with him, but I haven't used him. But I've read a ton of just absolute praise, and he's amazing. When I called the other day, I had to leave a voicemail. He called me back within like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be good or bad. So
no, that's amazing. I mean, yeah. You can wait days for someone to call you back when you leave a message.
Right.
He came out that afternoon to look at it and get all the information he needed to do that estimate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I can just say that I've talked to him. He's the kind who talked about, well, you know, I'm going to put this on the estimate, but we might have some scraps around that need to be used. So that'll, you know, we'll take that off, you know, materials and stuff. And he's just had absolutely great, you know, reviews from other people. And just the fact that he's so responsive and just will, you know, come out right away is just absolutely amazing. So I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. We have actually, he said, oh yeah, and I'm working, I'm doing a major remodel here in another month or two up on Third Street for someone here. And so.
No, I think I know which house that is. So anyways, I mean, I'm fine.
Comfortable with getting him to do it.
I think right now I'd like to wait. I don't even have a claim number yet. So I'd like to wait and at least get a claim number. These guys must just be swamped with everything that's going on the West Coast. They must just be absolutely inundated with claims right now. So
the insurance people. But that's typical winter here. But,
right. Yeah. Right. So anyways, but I'd like to at least, you know, the email that I sent him basically I just wanted him to confirm that he'd received everything, that he'd received the quote, and give me a little guidance on can we go ahead and move forward with having the repairs done. So
but he did say that, right? We could.
Well, I'm waiting to hear back from him again, Beth. When I talked to him on the phone, he was, you know, very amicable about, you know, paying the bill for the tree and paying the bill for the tarp. And you know, if we're comfortable with this one contractor, we don't need to go get two more bids. But okay. I want to get an okay from him to go ahead and pull the trigger to have this repair done. So,
right.
Okay. That's kind of where I'm at.
So that we don't have to wait another month, though, I would like us.
I don't want to wait another month either. So
I'd make a motion that we accept this bid from DMB and construction. Well, it's not a bid, it's an estimate because,
right.
You know, and as he noted on there, once they get into that wall,
yeah,
there could be more going on there. So
yeah.
You can't know, but.
Did he seem to think that there might be some structural damage behind there?
Oh yeah. He's yeah. Like, if that wall's pushed in the way it is, you've got broken studs. So
yeah. That's
what that's in his estimate.
And
as far as the window goes, that the window has to be replaced. You can't straighten the frame on those and
right.
And have a window that doesn't leak. So
yeah.
So it includes a replacement window. And but what he said is, you know, he says hopefully it didn't damage the foundation or the sill plate. And he didn't include, you know, anything like that, but he noted that it, you know,
once they open it up,
you know, of course you gotta understand that there might be more.
Yeah.
But I'd like, yeah. So if we could vote on accepting that estimate and having him do it as long as we get the clearance from the insurance agency.
Right.
That's what I would suggest we do.
Yeah. Lisa, you okay with that?
As long as you get a written okay from the insurance guy.
Yeah.
With the claim number and saying that we can use this guy.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and we've got, and Beth, I know you confirmed, and I just confirmed too, that our deductible is $250, which is really cheap.
Yeah, it's really low.
And he, you know, and he did say that we had really good insurance. So so I don't see that we're going to really have any issues. So
I'm shocked at the prices, but you know, I guess I just, you know, don't realize how much things cost. So, you know.
Well, I'm a little curious on that tree removal bill.
That's just insane. I'm sorry, but that's just.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
So
I'm not using him to clear the lot that we're trying to build. No, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
We're trying to buy.
You're going to build?
No, we're trying to buy eventually.
It's going to be Lisa's dog park.
Yeah, we've been in escrow since July. We're trying to buy Mark's property.
Behind you?
Behind us, yes. And we want to fence it and have it for the dogs. But we need to get rid of the trailer. We need to get rid of trees. We need, you know.
Watch out for that pit, I understand, is there.
See, there's no pit there.
Okay, good. And that was just a rumor, but it was like,
yes, ooh. There's lots of rumors. But there might've been a pit way, way back, but there's not a pit there now, as far as we know, but you know, we're not owners of it. So we have not, you know, gotten rid of all the crap that's in there. So there might be, but anyway,
maybe it's under the trailer.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
We'll find out eventually, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So I made a motion that we accept that estimate from DMB for the repairs on the community center, as long as we get the written okay from the insurance.
And a claim number.
And a claim number.
I'll second that.
Second for that? So you're seconding that?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Lisa, yes.
Beth? Oliver, yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the PSU survey and any updates.
I got mine. I filled it out. I sent it in.
I did too.
I got mine.
Good. Yeah. So those were all mailed last week and and received, and hopefully anybody listening to the meeting that gets one will promptly fill it out and get it back so we can see if we can get some grants.
Yep, it's pretty straightforward. So
yeah, it was real simple.
Yep.
Yeah, and I didn't think it was invasive at all, but then
right.
Yeah.
I get whatever. I'm going to go through these real fast. Ordinances, we have none. Resolutions, I don't think we have any. There's no public. Mr. Goggins left. And do we have any board member comments?
The only comment that I have is, and I kind of forgot to put this on there, Beth, was on the bank. I went in and talked to the manager, and she is absolutely in the dark as far as what's happening with the bank, as far as this merger. So she really had no information for me. But I did ask her if, when it did go through, are we going to end up with new account numbers, new routing numbers? And, you know, to the best of her knowledge, we probably will be. So I don't know if we want to maybe look at Umpqua and just go that route.
Well, that would be an option if we find out ever from, what was it? First Security Bank of Washington is who's
well. If we
taking that over,
if we but just
if we have to change, yeah. Do we want to go with Umpqua because they have a small branch in Newport?
Right, because if we just wait, we're gonna basically transition to this First Security.
Right.
So why wouldn't we? But why wouldn't we keep Columbia Bank and Depot Bay?
Well,
because they're separate. They only sold the Newport branch. They did not sell the Depot Bay Lincoln City branches.
Yeah, but those couldn't we transfer our account Umpqua to Columbia Bank, Depot Bay? I mean, wouldn't that be a lot easier?
They're going away. Lisa, they're going away. They're merging with Umpqua.
Umpqua.
Yeah, they're merging so the Depot, with
Umpqua. So the Depot Bay is going to be Umpqua too?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Depot Bay and Lincoln City stayed in the original Umpqua merger.
It's the Newport branch, Lisa, that's going to go with this First Securities, which is where we are at. Right, Beth?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So if we want to stay with the Depot Bay and the Lincoln City one, we need to basically move over to Umpqua.
Right.
So, which would mean closing our accounts and setting up new accounts with Umpqua.
Right. But either way, it sounds like we'll have to like go through with, you know, new checks and get new checks.
Yeah, I'm not.
If our routing number changes, then we have to.
Right. But see, that's what I was trying to get a little bit more information out of her, and she really wasn't very helpful. You know,
I wonder if First Security, have you tried contacting First Security?
No, I haven't. I haven't. So, I mean, I can. So,
yeah. I would rather, if we're going to do it and we have to change things, I would rather just go to Umpqua because honestly, Depot Bay is a lot easier for me to get to during the day to sign things if I had to than it is to drive it all the way into Newport.
Right.
During my lunch hour.
Well, as long as they have the Umpqua branch in Newport, I'm okay with that because I rarely go to Depot Bay. But
well, the Umpqua branch in Newport is right by the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, it's right by McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, we use them for our business, so. That's who we bank with.
Eileen, do you know if you spoke to Melanie? Were you at Newport Bank, the Newport branch?
Yes.
Okay. Did you speak to Melanie? Do you know?
Why?
because she's my contact there for 13 years.
Okay.
See if I can maybe get something out of her or ask her to contact me when she knows something.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They twins, so we get along really well.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can get the inside scoop or something. Some more.
Yeah, she didn't really have any information, but yeah.
Was it for it? Yeah. Was it the branch manager or?
Yeah, she was a branch manager. So
that you talked to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pop in and like when I go in there, we sit in her office and talk for like half an hour. So I'll just ask her next time I'm in there. Okay.
Maybe they'll have more information soon.
Well, yeah, and like she can send me an email if she doesn't know anything. She'd do that. So
yeah, I think they're kind of in the dark waiting for information on this whole merger thing. So I'm sure she, as soon as she knows something, we'll all know something. So yeah.
Yeah, well, it was just that, you know, there was an article in the Yahutz news about the whole thing, and they said they'd be doing something in January, so it's January now, and
they'd
be letting people know, and I'm like, okay, because that's my bank too, and I'd like to know what's going on.
Yeah, she was pretty frustrated when I talked to her because they were all kind of in the dark on things. So. Yeah.
Well, she's probably getting asked that a lot then.
Yeah.
Are there any more comments from anyone? Does any mind if we adjourn at 6:54?
I think that's a great idea.
I think so too. Okay, I'm going to stop recording.
Okay.